This call is being recorded.
There we go. The call is now recorded. So once again, my appreciation to each and every one of you for taking time out of your life to do what? To pay attention to the health of your body, to become empowered, to take responsibility for being healthy. No one can do health for you. You need to do health for you. So I just want to say I am Donna Roth. I know my phone's ringing down over here at this end. It will go on to message. My name is Donna Roth. For those of you who do not know me, I've done this work for over 35 years. So I come from a place of knowledge, a place of information, a place of education, and a place of receiving thousands of success stories, people who have taken my education seriously and have overcome all kinds of health problems, whatever the diagnosis may be. And it could be something serious like cancer or diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis. Or it could be something simpler, like infections, viruses, shingles. All of these people have listened to the laws of nature, which is what I want to talk about this evening. They have followed the laws of nature. They took action, they took responsibility, and they got through their health problem. Because when you put enough energy into your body will heal. So I have an agenda that I want to share with you this evening, and it looks like this. I want to say congratulations to Taffy Team 64 for completing Taffy. And I'm in the process of taking registrations for Taffy Team 66. And there are a couple of spots, but they may be spoken for. We do have 4 registered people for Taffy Team 66. And I want to just explain what Taffy is. And then I will move into comments from Taffy Team 64. I will then bring on my guest speaker, Amanda, who has completed Taffy Team or has completed Taffy. She was on Taffy Team 64. I'm then going to move into discussion of laws of nature that apply to your health and the implications of how you think about your health. I have some success stories I will share. Then we'll bring on my second guest speaker, and that's Carol, and her words of interest in regarding the whole COVID shots vaccination scenario. And finally, we'll end up with questions. The 2 questions that have been put forward is diabetes and stroke. So I want to start off by Dr. J's quote, and I love his quote. And it says this: may you never know the illness you may have prevented. And this is where Taffy comes into play. So Taffy is spelled T-A-F-Y-H. It's an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It is not just a course of education. It is a course of action and education. We meet with a team of 6 to 8 people every day for 20 to 25 minutes, 5 days a week. Taffy Team 66 will be meeting at 8:18 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, my time here in BC. And during that next 20 minutes, the first 5 minutes is, it's like meeting time, it's announcement time. The next 15 minutes is very structured. The first 5 minutes of that 15 minutes is an accountability report. In other words, did you eat the right foods, drink water and chlorophyll, do exercise and ionic breathing, and take your smoothies and supplements? It's kind of like that. Then we also report on your aha statements from the previous lesson. It's like a review. Then we move into reading of the lesson. I read the lesson. And the last 5 minutes is a commitment on your part. And we end off with gratitudes. So that's kind of what Taffy looks like. In Taffy, we learn about laws of nature. And I'm going to be talking briefly on laws of nature. So this is a very different way of thinking. So when I do the presentation, which is very short, keep your eyes, no, not your eyes open, your ears open. Right. This is a teleconference call. We keep our ears open. So I want to start off by the inspiration I received from Taffy Team 64. And this is the notes that I have that I want to share with Taffy Team 64 in the presence of others that are on this call. So I said, wow, I am moved, inspired, empowered by your words, Taffy Team 64, of accomplishment. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for seeing your power, your greatness, your leadership, for helping others with love and compassion, for your commitment to your body by cleansing, for sweeping the medically minded cobwebs out, for staying away from medications, for erasing self-doubts, for coming to know that your body is energy, your body is created to heal, for understanding the importance of experiencing the different cleanses, the kidney flush, the bowel cleanse, the liver cleanse, for going deeper into wholesome health, for seeing the power of our God-given herbs, and getting to know that this is not the end of your journey, it is the beginning of a lifelong journey, because it is empowerment on how to use herbs for the rest of your life. So here's some of the comments I want to share from Taffy Team 64. From Cindy, thank you, Donna, for this opportunity to change my life. From Elva, I now have confidence and no longer groping in the dark. A huge thank you. From Chris, there is wisdom in the vision board. Lessons are not based on opinion, but on the laws of nature. From Darlene, I am learning to be my own physician, my own lawyer, and my own teacher. I choose to be proactive and vibrant and to be the centurion. You are amazing. From Iga, I valued every lesson. Incredible information. Donna has done years of research. From Sharon, I can now cry. An emotion I have not had for a long time. I am more positive and confident, and Donna was there for me. From Allah, so many families and friends are struggling, and I want to help them. It's been ingrained in me to be medically minded. The healthcare system is not working. Thank you, Donna, for your generosity and care. From Amanda, thank you, Luciano, from the bottom of my heart for introducing me to Taffy. And that's from Amanda. She's a Taffy grad. And I'm now going to turn the time over to Amanda so she can share her results, because we use the body systems questionnaire and we call it BSQ. So when she talks about BSQ numbers, that's the method of measurement that we use in the Taffy course. We do a BSQ, body systems questionnaire, before Taffy, and we do a BSQ upon completion of TAFE, and then we compare our results. So I'm going to ask Amanda to, or I'm going to turn the time over to Amanda so that she can share her results and her experience in TAFE. So Amanda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Amanda. So I'm going to turn the time over to you, Amanda. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just looking up some of my notes. So on my body questionnaire that I did when I first started TAFE, my total number was 62, and then it dropped down to 14 at the end. And my highest number was glandular, which was at 12, and then when I completed the program, it was at 0. And the next one was nerves. That was 9 when I started the program, and it dropped to 0. Another high one number was my structural, and that was at 8, and it dropped down to a 3. And there is more systems, but those are the main ones that were affected with me. I was, as Donna said, I was introduced to TAFE through Luciano, and I'm extremely grateful. When I started, I was experiencing heart palpitations, extreme exhaustion, where I would get up in the morning exhausted and take a morning nap. My muscles were sore, painful. I had brain fog. And it's not like the brain fog that you would experience when you walk into the other room and you get there and you're like, why did I come here? This was more than just that. Restless sleep, anxiety. I have a note. I remember being at work and sitting down and putting my hand on my heart because of the palpitations were so, it scared me because I'm like, what's going on? So I did a little breathing and visualization. I even called my sister to ask what an anxiety attack was. What was that like, or what is that? I had trouble getting deep sleep at night. I'd wake up several times during the night and not able to get back to sleep. Or I would sleep in till 11 o'clock in the morning. And again, my muscles would be sore I'd go for a simple walk or do yoga and my muscles would be sore for days afterwards. I'd have shooting pains at night in my legs and feet, shoulders. And during this program, TAFE, I experienced emotional releases, several, and at one during the optional gallbladder flush, I could physically feel an energy shift in my body. So there's a lot that happens in this program, not just physically, but emotionally as well. And I know I expelled some toxins, and I think even there were some worms that I eliminated. And I feel one of the tests that we did was, it's a candida saliva test. And during, when I first started the program, it would float on the top and I'd have one strand that would hang down. And then after a few minutes, it would totally sink to the bottom. And at the end of the program, I did the test again and it would float on the top with one small strand. So that tells me that a lot of the toxins and the sugars have been released out of my body. So I have no more heart palpitations or itchy skin, anxiety, nervous tension, no more dizziness or lightheaded. The muddled thinking and confusion is gone. I I have clearer thinking with more confidence in my decision making. No more brain fog, chronic fatigue. I don't need a nap during the day. I get good sleep. and my clothes, this is the bonus, my clothes are fitting looser, which is nice. And I'm more calm and peaceful, and I fall asleep easier and stay asleep. And then I have deeper sleep and waking earlier and refreshed. So those are things that I've experienced going through the program, taking action for your health. And some notes that I made. Donna, do you want to share some of, do you want me to share some of my notes regarding the program?
Yeah, if you could read your, just read your evaluation, that would be awesome, Amanda.
Okay. The aha statements that you, when you read through the lesson, Joy's kind of like aha with a, you know, a statement. And I haven't had a chance to go through. There were so many I wanted to choose from and share that I, you know, it was, I guess it was a lesson for me in that, and making, in choosing one and making that decision and being great with that decision. So there was another lesson that I learned in being confident with my decisions. I haven't had a chance to run through all the aha moments and pick out my favorites yet. The time of the class, it was a half hour conference call. It was perfect timing in the morning. I was the only one on the call in the U.S. So the call was a little bit later in the morning for me. So I was able to get my exercise and my superfood smoothie in before class. And I would always call in early. That was kind of a fun time to visit with my classmates and talk about different things that were happening in the lessons and cleanses. And also, it was also timely for the lessons and the cleanses. I felt it was a great timing because my body was right on schedule with the lessons, with the cleanses that Donna has organized that we go through and experience, like the, I call it the fluid flush and then the liver cleanse and the different flushes. My body was needing those as we went through the program. The educational, I was super excited to learn about the herbs and foods and the body systems, as I've always been into the alternative healing. And Donna has done a super job putting the program together, from references from the doctors, researchers, scientists, even the testimonials from people are so inspiring. And I'm looking forward to going back through and really diving into the lessons. The structure of the class, once I got into the flow of it, it was perfect. And Donna had a new Google form that we filled out and we forwarded it to our tag team. It was very simple. And then hearing from my classmates read their homework. I often caught things that I didn't hear the first time the lesson was read or by me even reading it. So it was nice to hear my classmates read their aha moments. And I loved cheering on my classmates when they had an success story. The commitment was, it was wonderful going, having that daily commitment. And that has become a daily routine for me after graduation. And that's something that I'll carry on through. I'm going to incorporate it into my lifestyle. The daily exercise, the superfood smoothie, eating the right foods, taking the supplements, drinking the water with chlorophyll, the ionic breathing, and the gratitude. And I think I'm going to add the gratitude to do it 3 times a day just to reinforce that and how I want to feel. Waking up in the morning and just before you get out of bed, just laying there and how do I want to feel today? How do I want my day to go? And just putting that intention out into the universe, out, that energy out there. The success stories, they're just so inspiring that I found myself sharing them with other people. And I want to help people have their success stories. And I did have a tag team, I believe, of 8 people that I shared my journey with. And And that was a lot of fun. It was really interesting hearing back from them and how they would reply and the questions that they asked, which was, it was really inspiring and encouraging. And I have, and one of the reasons I took Taffy was the heart palpitations really were unnerving. And I haven't had health insurance in over 10 years. And I don't trust the healthcare system here in the U.S. And I've always chosen alternative healthcare as I feel they treat the whole body. I'm extremely grateful to have been referred to Donna and the dedication of this work that she has done and sharing the laws of nature through her program, Taking Action for Your Health has opened my eyes even more regarding our failing healthcare system and the poisons and toxins that are destroying our earth and the inhabitants. This program has educated me on how to heal my own body due to eating the right foods and superfood smoothies, herbs, and detoxing the poisons from my body and my environment. My goal is to share the laws of nature and the TAFI program with others who cannot find solutions to their health challenges. And I'm extremely grateful again for Luciano sharing Donna and his encouragement on my journey. And I'm going to get emotional. I want to thank Donna from the depths of my heart for the energy, wisdom, time, and encouragement. And she's an angel sent from God to help everybody heal their body naturally. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank all my classmates for the conversations that we had, and I want to congratulate everybody for taking your power back and having the courage to heal. And I'm proud of everybody that takes on this this challenge. It's just, it's inspiring, and I'm proud of you. Thank you, Donna, for having me on the call today.
Thank you, Amanda. I loved it. So there you go. You heard it from Amanda. She's a massage therapist out there somewhere in Texas land.
And also, I'm an energetic healer as well, and this just deepened my experience with, going into more of the energy, the energy work that I do with people.
Right. So I appreciate you, Amanda, because you not only did Taffy, but you took it upon yourself to share it with your family members. I know with your mom, your dad, your sister, friends. I mean, while you were doing Taffy, you were doing the other aspect of it as well. And so thank you for that, Amanda. Appreciate and honor.
And I look forward to continue that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were sincere. Thank you. I want everybody to know here, I think you felt the sincerity of Amanda's words. I now want to pursue my part of the education, but I do want to start off by saying HRPC. It is a powerful TCM Chinese formula. So it's a herbal Chinese formula. And it was put together by the C in HRPC stands for Dr. Chen. It was put together specifically for attacking the poisons that viruses feed on. And the secret to using this combination of HRPC is to use it in high doses. And that's exactly the instructions on that TCM label. It says to take 4 capsules 4 times a day. If you are suffering from a so-called virus, that's how many you take and no less. HRPC is also in liquid form and is wonderful for children who may be suffering from a cold or a flu. We do not need vaccines. We do not need drugs. We only need energy from nutritious herbs. I want to now move into laws of nature. Kind of what is laws of nature? What, when I talk about laws of nature in Taffy, what am I talking about? So laws of nature may or may not be scientifically proven. I will explain. Laws of nature are factual truths and not necessarily logical truths. The words I use to describe laws of nature, really, it is three words. It just is. Here's a great example so that I can get you thinking in that direction. The leaves fall off the tree in the fall time. This is a factual truth. There is no logic to it. I don't know if you can scientifically prove it. It happens every year. It just is. Let's move into something else. The water flows down the mountain stream. It doesn't flow up. It flows down the mountain stream. This is a factual truth. Really is no logic to it. It just is. Now, the pH of that water flowing down the mountain stream, if you were to do a pH test on it, you would find out that the pH range of that water falling down a mountain stream is about 7 to 8.5 and never above that. So it follows that healthy drinking water, when we do the coarse taffy, should be within the range of 7 to 8.5 pH. We follow the laws of nature. Now, going further, the pH of water is very important to all aquatic life. If the pH of that water falls below 4, or if it happens to go above 9, then all aquatic life forms die. This is a fact. And it is scientifically proven, but it is. And there really is no logic to it. It just is. Let's move into plant life. All plant life was created by a higher intelligence. It was not created by man. All the useful herbs, which are plants, were created by a higher intelligence that I call God. Now, you may, for you, it may mean something different, but we are all familiar with that term, higher intelligent. So all these amazing herbs were created for us, for our health and for sickness. No man can recreate what God has created for us in its perfect form. No man has ever created the seeds for those herbs. And they are just part of nature. So I think about my own backyard where I see mullein growing there. It just shows up. No one even plants it there. It just shows up. Or I think, and mullein, what is it good for? It's good for cleaning the air for us. That's why taking mullein internally can clean out the air in your lungs, the air that you breathe. That's what mullein is for. I think about Oregon grape. It just shows up every year. There it is in my backyard. And Oregon grape is specifically really good for cleansing and helping the liver. Then I think about, and I'm sure everybody knows this one, what about dandelion growing in your backyard? That beautiful yellow dandelion that I see many of my neighbors destroying with chemicals. This is when my heart aches, because those dandelions are there for a reason. They're also wonderful for purifying your blood and your liver. Now, it is true, and I mentioned those chemicals sprayed in the air. But it's also true that man has manipulated many of our foods or our plants. So if you look at the plant life, you notice they just show up. It's the law of nature. There's no logic to it. Can't be scientifically proven. It just is. It is the law of nature that our bodies require energy from many sources in order to sustain life. That energy comes from good, clean foods we eat, from the light of the sun, from the air that we breathe, from clean water that we drink, from the herbs and plants we consume, from love, from family. This does not need to be proven by science. It just is. The law of nature also says cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. That is the law of nature, but we can prove it. It is scientifically proven that cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. In TAFI, the course that Amanda talked about, we focus on body temperature. I think Amanda forgot to state her body temperature, but I know it's gone up. And what do? To raise body temperature? We identify the poisons, we clean out the poisons, we stop putting poisons into our body, and we eat foods and take superfoods and herbs that will raise our body temperatures. It is the laws of nature that poisons do not belong in our bodies. Recently, I was listening to Bobby Kennedy Jr., and this is what caught my ears. And he said this: every drug can cause death. Every vaccine can cause death. Think about that. Every single drug can cause death. Every single vaccine can cause death. It is not a nutrition. It provides no beneficial energy for any part of our bodies. It is not something, these drugs, vaccines, poisons, it's not something that your stem cell carpenters can use as building materials to rebuild the inner organs and glands of your body. Vaccines and drugs are not nutrients. They are poisons. And stem cell carpenters need nutrients for cell repair. They do not need poisons. This is a law of nature. It's logical, but it just is. Therefore, following laws of nature, no drug or medication should ever be consumed for a long period of time. And I hear this over and over again. The doctor said, I have to take this drug for the rest of my life. Whoa. This is where I shake my head in disbelief. A drug cannot repair any inner organ or gland of your body. Drugs should only be used for temporary purposes. Just as it takes energy for a snowplow to plow snow, it takes energy for your body to plow out those poisons. That energy comes from pure, unadulterated food sources, from pure, unadulterated plant sources, from pure, unadulterated herbal sources. This is a very simple law of nature. Yet, in our most dire situations, fear takes over and we turn to total non-food, non-energy sources. The vaccines, the drugs, the chemotherapy, the radiation, Fear clouds our faith, and fear clouds our thinking. How simple it is if we just stop and think. We need nutrition to heal our bodies. And here's some really incredible stem cell information I want to share with you. Your stomach repairs itself every 2 to 9 days. Your lungs are brand new every 2 to 3 weeks. Your colon is completely new every 2 to 3 days. Your skin is brand new in as little as 14 days. Your red blood cells are all new within 4 months. Your skeleton and bones renew themselves by 10% every year. Your heart muscle cells are renewed 24/7. Your blood platelets are replaced every 10 days. Your liver is 100% new every 5 months. Even your taste buds are all new every 10 days. Your joint and cartilage cells are continuously renewing themselves. And by age 35, your stem cell production drops by 45%. By age 50, your stem cell production is cut in half. That's 50%. When you reach 65, the stem cell production rate is down by a stunning 90%. How can we renew our blood, our liver, our heart, our joint, our cartilage? It's by taking clean, unadulterated food sources, and they're not always available in a health food store. This is where I turn to Nature Sunshine products and their superfoods, because I know that they are meticulously quality controlled. Their lab is out there in Utah. I think it's Lehi, Utah. They have 4 different labs, and they do about 600 different tests on all the herbs that come into their warehouse. If their testing and their herbs do not meet their qualification control, those herbs are turned away. And guess where they end up? In the warehouse next door, in your marketing stores, I don't know, wherever those stores may be. So now you know why I specifically use Nature Sunshine products in the work that I do, and also in Taffy. So Taffy, Taking Action for Your Health, is an educational program coupled by Nature Sunshine product. I know the product line like the palm of my hand. So when I say take 4 cat's claw 3 times a day, take 2 ounces of silver because you happen to have an infection, I know it will work within 5 to 7 days. I know that. I know you don't know that. And you have to set aside your fear. You have to put your faith into those herbs and maybe the education that Donna Roth is sharing with you. I know they will work if you follow the instructions. So I want to share a couple of stories with you. These are people who have used the herbs. This is a really short one. And these are stories where you discover that poisons can obstruct the laws of nature and prevent healing from taking place. So one day, this lady, her name is Corina, she came into my office with excitement in her voice. She could hardly wait to tell me all about her husband. So her husband had been afflicted with asthma from the time he was 20 years old. And guess what he was doing? taking those medications, this medication, that medication, using a puffer, to the point of using a puffer every hour or so. Now, he was in his 40s, and Karina said, she suggested, you know, as all of our us wives do, that maybe there's a different avenue he should take. And one day he got very, very sick, very congested, a fever, and so on. And so this is where Karina called me. What should I do? What should my husband do? And this is where my instructions came in. I said, use Lobelia and the Qi mineral tonic that I absolutely love. So Karina came over and she said he started, now this is her quote, pouring it into his system. About six times a day, he was taking 3 dropperfuls of Lobelia. And he was taking, I don't know, I don't have the amount of Qi tonic. He was pouring it into his system. Well, within 2 days, all the mucus in his lungs broke up. And this is what Karina said, quote, he was coughing and spitting up tons of it day and night. It just kept coming out. And within 3 days, it all cleared up. And he has not taken any asthma medications or any puffers. When I got this information, it was for 2 weeks. No more asthma. Now, where was his poison coming from? Ta-da! Here it is. He stopped eating all those grains, bread, wheat, barley, rye, oats, for 2 reasons. Number one, those grains have lectins in them that cause leaky gut syndrome, get into the bloodstream, and block up the blood flow, oxygen flow, nutrient flow. Number two, most of them are sprayed with Roundup that contain poisonous glyphosates. And those glyphosates also cause leaky gut, also obstruct blood flow, and cause leaky brain. I do know, I remember reading a research study that said glyphosate levels in the blood have increased by 1,200%. Stop eating those grains. And here's a short one from Tina. Tina's a TAFE grad, and oh my goodness, I love Tina. She has made a difference for a huge number of people out there in Manitoba. And she said this, since taking TAFE, I have not had to bring any of our 6 children to the doctor because of illness. They range in age from 19 to 6. They have had bronchitis, pink eye, sore throats, colds, and earaches. I have eradicated all of it with the use of cat's claw combination and my other favorites that I won't leave home without, silver guard and rose hips. And she said, you can't go wrong with cat's claw and silver. You just have to persevere and don't give up, and may have to use high doses for really severe infection. The awesome thing with cat's claw and silver and rose hips is you leave the good bacteria in check. When you are sick, I also make sure they don't miss their mineral smoothies, because all of this together works to build up the immune system and to give the cells what they need to fight and destroy the infection. And that's from Tina. I want to now say how grateful I am for the herbal wisdom I have been given, and how grateful I am that I'm able to share it with other people. This is information you will never find in any university or college, or I'm going to even say health food store or any medical institution out there. We have discovered it because of wisdom that we've received from the clients we have worked with. For me, it's been over 35 years. For Carol, it's been longer. So I now want to bring Carol on board. Oh yeah, I have to find her Oh, yeah. Oh, just a minute. Now, maybe this is Carol. Hang on. Carol, is that you? Okay, no, that's not her. Let me just see. Where is Carol? All right, just a minute. Here we go. Carol, is that you?
Yep, it's me, Donna.
I found you.
You found me.
It's always a challenge when I look on the computer screen and there's all of these phone numbers all over the place.
I found Carol.
Thank you, Carol. You have to know how much I appreciate you and your knowledge and the work we do together as friends and colleagues. Thank you, Carol. And go ahead.
Thank you, Donna. We have a great time together here. Okay. Well, there's so many things to say that I will just kind of start in here. So many things going on in the world. Whole lot of them bad and a whole lot of them good. So anyway, I'll get some of the bad stuff out of the way first here. Yesterday, I was looking on Telegram and they had a picture of what was going on in Austria. Now, their Austrian Chancellor, his name is Schellenberg. He said, come February, every citizen of Austria will be required to get vaccinated. And he says, we have not succeeded in convincing enough people to get vaccinated. And he says, it hurts that such measures still have to be taken. And he said that starting on November 22nd, so that's already going right now, Austria will be going into a mandatory lockdown that will reportedly last up to 20 days. This is meant to be a punishment for the holdouts who are refusing to obey the government's recommendation that everybody get these shots. And if anybody wants to continue living anything normal, they have to get the shot. And he says, even the fully vaccinated are going to have to go in. And these latest moves will make Austria the first country in the European Union to impose a full lockdown this winter. And he says, both the lockdown and the jab mandate are necessary to avoid a fifth wave. Ha, I wonder about that. It didn't avoid the second, third, or fourth. Why will it avoid the fifth? So he says that he had said earlier in the year that neither he nor other Austrian officials would ever impose a mandatory jab policy. So he has since changed his mind and proven himself to be a liar like so many have. And of course, he is blaming the non-jabbed for an alleged increase in the new cases of COVID. So anyway, on Telegram yesterday, I saw the rally against these lockdowns. Oh my goodness sakes, it's massive. It's massive. The whole world is waking up. It's taken a little while, but I do feel they're waking up. Okay, let me see, what place are we in here? In the last 11 months, about babies here, and this is very sad, there have been more deaths in babies from the COVID vax than the total of cases that have occurred in more than 30 years of all the vaccines combined. And this is it from the New England Journal of Medicine. Can you imagine that? And yet this vax, if you want to call it that, this jab is still on the market. And New Zealand researchers have conducted a new study that found that miscarriages were 7 to 8 times more common than the original results showed. And yet the CDC and FDA continue to recommend the vaccination of pregnant women, even though data shows that 82 to 91% of pregnant women miscarry before their unborn child is 20 weeks along. So can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And it just tells a little story here about how the mother of a baby that was, she was pregnant. She did not want the vaccine, but due to complications, a cesarean section became necessary. The hospital would not do it without getting a vaccination first. So the mother allowed herself to be persuaded to vaccinate. And now her baby is in the hospital with uncontrolled convulsions that are getting worse. And of course, nobody knows what caused it. Can you imagine that? It's so, so ugly. And it shows actually pictures of the poor little waif here. And it also shows there's another picture here of the baby. It was covered with pustules. And some are broken open or inflamed. This is her baby from getting that vaccine that she let herself be talked into. Again, from Great Britain, here's an undertaker. He's been in business for many, many, many years. And he claims that last fall was one of the slowest periods in terms of death. But as soon as the COVID-19 injections were introduced, the number of deaths started to increase dramatically. In the beginning, he said it was the older people, but by April, it was a lot of people in their 30s and 40s. Many of them died of myocarditis, but now there's an unprecedented number of newborn deaths, 10 times that number. Some are full term, others premature, he reports. I just find it mind-blowing how women, when they're pregnant, are so careful about things they do. You know, you're not supposed to drink alcohol, maybe not coffee, anything like that. And yet they will get a death jab like that. Okay. Now, this was rather interesting to me. I remember last January, the World Economic Forum that hosts all these big guys that are wanting to head up the New World Order and the new economic establishment in the world with them in charge and us the peasants. Anyway, they were scheduled for their next meeting in Davos, Switzerland, again in January 2022. But anyway, this association of elite globalists led by Klaus Schwab has been hit by such a wave of anger and hatred from the population that they don't no longer dare to enter into the manifestation of the public open forum. Apparently, after they had their secret meetings, they would have an open forum. And this time they don't do that because they've had so many death threats from so-called conspiracy theorists. Okay, these threats have become the order of the day. And they said, however, we receive dozens of threats every day on social media or via email. Even the application form on the World Economic Forum website is used for insults. So the open forum was to take place in the auditorium of an Alpine middle school in Davos, but it can't be kept secure because the surface area is too large, so the event is canceled and they will live stream some of their stuff. So too bad they don't live stream the secret meeting. All right. Bill Gates is greatly prospering here. He says that his vaccines are his best investment yet. And last year at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Bill Gates discussed his investments in vaccines. He admitted that he has made a return on investment of 20-1 over the past two decades. He specifically explained that his $10 billion investment in vaccines gave him a $200 billion return. So he's laughing all the way to the bank. So, and it blows my mind how people still trust him, knowing all of this with his insane profits and also the impossible coincidences, like how he was one of the hosts of Event 201 that was held on October 2019, just before the pandemic, in quotation mark, was released. And so this Event 201 was a high-level pandemic simulation exercise hosted by John Hopkins Center for Health Security in conjunction with the World Economic Forum. So how much do you think was about health? And the Bill and Gates, Melinda. And this was quite fascinating because this pandemic simulation, in other words, to prepare us for a real pandemic, took place about 6 weeks before the first coronavirus disease was actually reported. Very coincidental, if you believe in coincidence. Okay, so anyway, all our high-level health people were there, like Dr. Tam and so on and so forth, too. And from something I read a while back, it said that they didn't spend a lot of time talking about how to build health and protect people. Their main focus was how to keep the truth from leaking out to people and how to suppress and censor information. That part I do believe. Okay, India. Murder charges have been filed in India's Supreme Court against two billionaires responsible for AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vax and Covishield, the new kid on the block, for the murder of a 23-year-old man who was injected with the serum. And the two suspects, I bet you can figure out one of them, is Bill Gates, and the other one was Adar Poonawalla, the CEO of Serum Institute of India, reportedly the world's largest vaccine maker. And Adar Poonawalla's company produces not only COVID-19 vax Covishield, but also more than 50% of all of the vaccines in the world. They're injected into babies. So that's where they're coming from then. The baby vax are coming from India there. And the unnamed suspects are other governmental officials and leaders involved in the murder of a 23-year-old man who lost his life as a result of the vax. The deceased took the Covishield vaccine. And I hadn't heard a lot about the Covishield, but now I'm learning it's just as bad as the others. He took the Covishield vaccine by believing in the false narrative that the vaccine is completely safe, and also because of the railway's requirement that only double vaccinated people should be allowed to travel. And they recently admitted that the death of this 34, and also the death of 33-year-old Dr. Luna was due to the side effects of this Covishield vaccine. So it doesn't sound any safer than the others. The said report has exposed the falsity of the vaccine syndicate's claim that the vaccines are completely safe. And the article goes on to cite case law in India, which makes it clear that before anybody receives a vaccine or treatment, they must be informed about the side effects of the drug and also about the alternative remedies that are available. Now, how often is that done here? I would say that is probably zero. If anyone is vaccinated by obscuring the facts or lying that the said vaccines are completely safe, it means that consent was obtained under deception. And in India, vaccination under deception or by force or compulsion or by imposing certain stifling conditions is a civil and criminal offense. According to this article, this makes Bill Gates and Adar Poonawalla co-conspirators of mass murder. And if convicted, they face the death penalty. It sounds like they have much stricter rules regarding the administration of vaccines there in India than we have. Now, data is coming out on the effectiveness of the lockdowns due to the COVID-19 virus. And it's now undeniably clear that the lockdowns have only made the problem worse. Isn't that interesting? Forcing people to stay at home because of big and scary virus eventually resulted in more people getting sick than if nothing had been done. And they did a test here on patients at 113 U.S. hospitals were surveyed over 3 days about when and how they contracted the COVID virus. As many as two-thirds of them said it happened while they were safe at home. You know, locked up, stale air, everybody breathing the same air, no sunshine, etc. 66% of the people were at home, which is shocking to us, said failed New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, and we know about him. In fact, more ordinary people died while staying at home than nursing home patients, than assisted living people, and even homeless people. Apparently, it's not healthy to force people into isolation because of scary germs. I thought that was really interesting. Another study on the effectiveness of the stay-at-home orders also found the same thing. Telling people to stay at home all the time because the virus can kill them causes more deaths than if people just live their lives and not go around in fear. The demand for COVID injections is now declining, but the stories are rolling in about those who decided to take one and paid the price for their decision, either in because of death or crippling side effects. And these stories are increasingly difficult to find because the censorship is so stringent. So anyway, here's one that leaked its way through. I recently had a frustrated deputy on the phone explain how his department was forcibly trying to give him a COVID-19 shot. He refused and has since left the sheriff's department in a major metropolitan area in the U.S. However, he told me that two other deputies have given in to the pressure, and my gosh, they've got so much pressure on them these days, everybody, from their leadership to get the experimental injection. And both are now dead shortly after their injection. I wanted to publish this, but the coverage never mentioned why they had received the injections, and their relatives are too afraid to disclose it. Oh, in other words, they mentioned that they died, but they didn't disclose that they had had the injection, that that was the cause. Those are the stories we can't publish, and who knows how many such stories there are, and will the real victims ever be known? If it's depending on MSM, they will never be known. Michelle Mario, 28, was a singer who appeared on the episodes of Friends and X Factor, was recently hospitalized and subsequently died in the hospital in Malone, reportedly suffering from a form of leukemia. A video of him circulating on the internet from December 2020 shows him receiving an experimental COVID shot and reportedly mocking those concerned about the side effects of the shot. And of course, the media quoted his relatives as denying that he ever had an injection of the shot, but the video has been preserved and is on Rumble. So he died of leukemia. He had been vaccinated as a volunteer. And in one of my prior conference calls here, I mentioned about how the vaccines lower the oxygen level so much. And then we know that cancer thrives in the absence of a good level of oxygen. So he died of leukemia brought on, I'm sure, by the shot. Oh, this one I thought was really quite interesting, quite humorous. And this is a good one to share with people that still believe in the PCR test. And this fellow, let me see, this was in the Austrian Parliament. Yes, the Austria now, where they're having these horrible lockdowns. He says, "Mr. President, may we have a problem? We have a positive corona case in Parliament." And in front of running cameras, in front of everyone's eyes and loud protests, he demonstrated the reliability of mass trials of the COVID using PCR. He did a corona test on Coca-Cola, which promptly responded positively. So the Coca-Cola was infected with COVID, apparently. He opened the can right there. It was a fresh, unopened can, tested the Coca-Cola. It tested positive on the PCR test. And here's another one, again in Austria. He gave a demonstration where the rapid antigen test used by the government for mass testing shows corona positive within minutes when sprinkled with Coke. So I don't know a lot about the rapid antigen test, but it's all using a PCR, I guess. And anyway, the speech he made about the Coca-Cola has been seen by hundreds of thousands on the internet. It has clearly proven to people the dimension into which they are tricked by the government. So our taxpayer money is being funneled into nonsense like that, and also into a silly argument that has led to the destruction of the economy and jobs and mass deprivation of our liberties. This rapid test is called MedScan, apparently. It also reacts positively to applesauce. And on the internet, it showed a test for iced tea. And that tested positive, too. And another test is pointing out that nothing should be eaten or drunk before taking the test. So you can see why now, because everything tests positive. And even brushing your teeth seems to cause problems. So is the toothpaste positive? So, and of course, even responding positively to the world's most popular placebo, which is sugar water, and that is checking positive too. So there's some good stories you can tell to people that still believe in the PCR test. Coca-Cola, applesauce, oh my goodness sakes, apples, iced tea, all these things all test positive. When one looks at the current COVID statistics of Europe, a huge record-breaking COVID wave is making its way through Europe. And this is quite amazing, if people don't know better, because this is happening on a continent where 65 to 70% of the total population are already vaccinated, some with a number of the vaccine, a number of vaccines. Dr. Fauci, about less than a year ago, said that 60 to 70%, and I can remember him saying that, 60 to 70% of us have to be vaccinated, and then we will have herd immunity. And I can remember that same song and dance being given in Canada. As soon as we get up to that level, we'll have herd immunity. Everything can go back to normal. No. So most countries in Europe are now well within that range, and the amount of COVID is going higher than ever. Europe, despite its high vaccination coverage, has a situation much worse than at this time last year when there were no vaccinations. And there are a lot of statistics here that can be drawn from. This information is being drawn from official sources and government databases. Should you want to verify or reproduce the data used here, you can easily do so by going to the name of the country whose statistics you want to research. And once you find the country, go to the data term statistics, and you can choose what kind of data you want to see. And you can find the following information. On November 25th, the vaccination rate in Germany was 68.1% of people having at least one dose, and many with more doses than that. A year ago, the vaccination rate was right about zero, and now there are 50% more. There's 50% more COVID than there was a year ago. Can you imagine that? The rate got up 50% last year, zero vax. Austria, as of November 24th, the country had full coverage rate of just about 70%. This is in Austria, where they're having such a fit now. And Austria has now set a daily new record of the amount of COVID going up by more than 60%. In other words, 70% vaccination rate has not reduced the incidence of COVID. In fact, they have the highest rate ever recorded. I mean, this is really impressive stuff. Switzerland, at the end of November, Switzerland reported a vaccination rate of 65.7, with many receiving more than one shot. And in Switzerland, the rate of COVID has gone up over 40%. And last year at this time, the country's vaccination rate was zero. So 40. And the Czech Republic, on November 24th, the vaccination rate in the Czech Republic was 58.9%. And now there are 40% more cases, more COVID, than there was a year ago without vaccination. Hungary, by November 24th, 59.7% had been fully vaccinated, many more than one shot. And now in Hungary, the rate of COVID has gone up 300% more than it did when the vaccination rate was 7%. Imagine. also with the vaccination rate of 60 to 70%, like we were promised to get back to normal, the virus should certainly be under control in Europe. Instead, it has gotten out of hand, with many European countries imposing a new wave of lockdowns. And the exploding numbers of cases coincide exactly with the high vaccination rate. This is really good stuff, stuff you can't argue with. So, and I quoted a whole bunch of countries, so it's not just one isolated country. It's all over the place there. Now, in Israel, they're going at it there too. It's not unreasonable to assume we'll need a fourth vaccine, he said. That's what the health minister said. We're going to need a fourth vaccine to control all the cases there, which just backs up what we said with the others. Oh, this one was really something. The FDA, okay, they've been asked to release the information on their new vaccine, Comirnaty. Okay, you've probably heard about the new vaccine, Comirnaty, okay? And it's produced by Pfizer in collaboration with BioNTech. And so Pfizer has said, as we learn more about the safety and effectiveness of COVID vaccines, we will continue to evaluate the rapidly changing science and keep the public totally informed. Ha. Huh. So, anyway, this one group, it's a health group, wanted to know, time went by, and people were being vaccinated with this vaccine. There was no information, so they tried to get a court order to release the information. So you won't believe what they were told. In response, the FDA wrote that the information on this vaccine is very, very long, and they can only process about 500 pages per month of this long, long report on the safety of Comirnaty. So at that rate, it will take 55 years to process the information, and they will then release it to us. Can you imagine something as foolish as that? All right. And I'm going to go into more of this kind of thing later on, but I just might mention it now. People, the vaccines are being mandated that every man, woman, and child receive this for public safety, even though the drug does not prevent the transmission of COVID at all. So you can get COVID when you got the vaccine, you can transmit it to others when you get the vaccine. And the countries with the highest rate of vaccine have the greatest rate of side effects and deaths. So why such insistence on getting the vaccine? And of course, we have talked about how the human genome is altered by these mRNA vaccines. When you alter your genetics, you are genetically modified. I know that a lot of tomatoes are genetically modified, and many other foods as well. A genetically modified tomato can be owned by somebody because it's patented. It can be owned by the patent holder. Do we think it will be any different with humans? When we are genetically modified, there is a patent on this. There is a patent on us, and we can then be owned by the patent holder. If that person who is patented, they will not be considered a human. And I think that people do not realize this when they're considering these about the vaccine. And also this alteration will be passed on to their descendants, if indeed they can have it, and because the genetic modification is there and it's patent. Maybe our bodies are the last frontier, okay? And for many people, there will be no turning back. Now, let me see. I could tell you all kinds of more stuff, but I don't have time to do that.
Carol,
I just want to mention
if you need to wrap it up, okay?
Yes, I'm going to wrap up right now, Donna. Okay. About the things in the vaccine, we've mentioned that, Hydras and so on. Reimer Fulmich is going at it with his lawsuit. So that's really, really good. He said he's got real judges, real prosecutors, real lawyers, real witnesses, and real experts. Michael Yaden, ex-CEO of Pfizer, is keeping on explaining what's going on. And this one I want to let you know about. Wormwood. Nature Sunshine has a herb called wormwood, okay? And it has been found, they've done many tests on this, and this can inhibit the replication of the SARS virus and two of its recent variants. And this may be identified as a point, according to, they said this can be a point for a safe, low-cost therapeutic treatment for virus. For the virus, the COVID virus. It's been studied extensively. It's been used safely for more than 2,000 years in traditional medicine to treat a variety of different kind of ailments. And when people try to separate it out and just use the artemisinin in it, it doesn't work as well as using the whole herb. You see, the reason they take the artemisinin out is so they can patent it. But artemisia, hey, we can buy it. We can use the whole herb. It interferes with the virus's ability to replicate, and thus it kills it. And we know that people that have had COVID, they talk about lung inflammation. It says, we also know that the plant possesses compounds that inhibit inflammation and the formation of scar-like tissue, known as fibrosis, which also affect patients with COVID-19. Great news. So we have ivermectin from artemisia. And in Japan, when they switched to ivermectin, they just about wiped out COVID in 1 month. In 2015, ivermectin was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And yet doctors today say, oh, this is a new thing. It's not safe. It's been around for decades. It's on the list of the three top world's medicines, which are aspirin, penicillin, and ivermectin. So anyway, that shoots that argument down. So let's connect with like-minded people that know the truth like we do and share it and share it and share it and not comply, because that takes away their power. Non-compliance destroys the deep state. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I totally am 100% with you. I hear all those words. I've stayed away from all vaccines and all drugs for, I don't know, over 35 years. For that reason, I understand laws of nature. They don't belong in our body. That's the bottom line. We're moving to Q&A really briefly. My sister had the COVID shot, and a month later, she got a stroke. What can she do? So just some really brief tips. I do know that the COVID vaccines have graphene microbubbles in them, and they've also been called microfluidic biochips. Okay, so think about those chips. And I also know that these graphene leakages cause blood clots, thrombosis, aneurysms. strokes, heart attacks, heart palpitations, and so on. So my recommendation, after studying and hearing Dr. Jessica Rose, she recommends a nitric oxide generator. We have two products in Nature Sunshine. They're quality controlled. One is called Rejuvenade. I would take 3 sticks a day. They've been known to neutralize the spike proteins that affect the electrical system in your body. Your heart is electrical. Your blood is electrical. So if you've had the shot and you're suffering from a stroke, Rejuvenate 3 sticks a day. I would also add Arginine Plus, another nitric oxide generator, but it is loaded with the amino acid L-arginine. I would also take MC, That stands for Master Chelation. It's vitamins, minerals, bovines, and herbs. And I would take 4 twice a day. And to pull out these graphene little heavy metals, I would use Ultrabiome DTX, and that's back on the market. And do this 1 month for every 10 years of your age. That's how long it takes for the stem cell carpenters to do their work of cell rejuvenation. Carol, do you want to add to that?
I think that's good, Donna. I'd like to just mention something that's not necessarily in our product line, but we should know about, and that is hydrogen peroxide. I get newsletters from Dr. Al Sears out of Florida, and he says that these oxygen treatments can really help with that. He used that for his patients, and I thought, well, we don't need that. We can just use some hydrogen peroxide in water, and we can discuss later how to use that. But this is food-grade hydrogen peroxide that you get at the health food store, and I take a shot of that every day, and I have found people that are being helped by this as well.
Thank you. And also for Sophia, her brother has diabetes, and she said, you mean to tell me we can or he can cure diabetes? Now, we don't use the word cure, but definitely overcome diabetes. What should we do? We eliminate all lectin candida foods. That's grains, cereals, breads, pastas, sugars, legumes, starches, pop, alcohol, fruit juices. Now, there may be other poisons that may be affecting the pancreas that I'm aware of, that I may not be aware of. And this is where one of two things could happen. He could choose to have a consultation, or he could do the TAFI course. And I'm hoping this, going to be starting this, I think, on Thursday of this week. Okay. And a good one to take for diabetes would be the Detox Basics. That's what it's called. And it has in it berberine. And the berberine is wonderful to move out an overload of toxic sugar, moves it out of the bloodstream. And it's got milk thistle for the liver, because the liver is the organ that controls the blood sugar levels. And it's got Bacillus coagulans to keep your probiotic bacteria in tip-top shape in your body. I would take Detox Basics, a pack, twice a day. And I would also be drinking lots of chlorophyll and water. Now, just a little tip, when you do this program, be sure to check your blood sugar levels and lower your insulin medication accordingly. So lower the insulin medication accordingly. I know my phone is ringing, so it's in my office. I'll just let it go into message machine. Okay, so Carol, do you want to add to that?
I worked with a person that had diabetes back a little while ago, and I had her use just one psyllium capsule with each meal to slow the assimilation of sugars, too, because she was in kind of a really bad way. And, you know, drink plenty of water, like, before the meal, too. And also to exercise about a half an hour after the meal, because that lowers the insulin requirements that you have. So that really helps as well. And she did really, really well. Her insulin went down steadily till she decided to not do the program anymore, and then she got into deep trouble. But anyway, that's what I did as well, add a little bit of fiber and add the exercise to what you said. And people do really, really well.
Thank you. And I also want to say, you know, brings me to mind the man that, and I worked with his wife, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was drinking, I don't know, I think 8 bottles of Coca-Cola a day. So you can understand why he had pancreatic cancer. And so in order to for his wife to get him off that Coca-Cola kick, she decided that she would have him take Solstic Energy and Solstic Nutrition. And she also bought one of those effervescent machines, you know, that makes bubbly water. And he was drinking about 4 sticks of Solstic Energy a day and 4 sticks of Solstic Nutrition a day. He was taking Papa, and he was taking an enzyme from a doctor. And I think he drank one bottle of Qi mineral tonic with that. It took him 3 months, and he was pancreatic cancer free. Done. Gone. So Solstic Energy can help you to overcome those sugar cravings. So this completes the session for today. And I do want to say we have also been busy here with as volunteers for Action for Canada. So I do want to announce that in BC, 18 school districts out of 60 that were served a notice of liability have now said they will not mandate any vaccines for their workers, for their teachers and employees, their maintenance crew, and so on and so forth. And that has now trickled down to the schools, because I did talk to a lady this morning, and she has children going to the school in Burnaby, and they're not going to be mandating vaccines for these children as well. So I'm excited about this, and I'm hoping you can also go to the website, Action, ACTION, the number 4, Canada.com, so that you can get and download those notices of liability. It is against the law for anybody to force you to have a vaccine injected into your body against your will. It is an assault. So think of it that way. And if anybody is forcing you, you can serve them with a notice of liability. So our work, the work that we're doing as team members in out here in Kelowna, of which I'm a part, I'm very proud to be part of this movement. And we also take money out of our pocket to pay for those registered letters, because those notices of liability that we're sending out must be registered. So I wanted to share that with you. And finally, please, if you are thinking of registering for my TAFE course, please register for it. It is, I promise you, it is a course that you will never regret taking. It will make you empowered, self-reliant, and you'll know what to do for your own health confidently. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call this evening. Just a minute. I want to unmute everyone so we can hear everybody say their farewells and good night. Thank you, Amanda, if you're still on. And thank you, Carol. And thank you, everybody, for being on this call. Love and blessings to you and your family. Till next Monday. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donna and Carol, and thank you so much.
Thank you.